here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the Impressionist painter Pierre Auguste Renoir, born in Limoges, France, in 1841. The Chinese-American novelist and playwright Frank Chin, born Berkeley, 1940, author of The Chicken Coop, Chinaman. And it's the birthday of Anthony Burgess, born in Manchester, England, 1917. Majored in English literature, joined the army. He was good at languages. He moved ahead in military intelligence, got a job with the British Colonial Service. He was posted to Malaysia, became fluent in Malaysian, taught in a boys' school, wrote novels for pleasure on the side, went off to a teaching post in Borneo, started to get headaches, and then one day collapsed in front of the classroom. He was flown back to London, where doctors said he had a brain tumor, inoperable. He had 1 year to live, and he didn't have a job. He had no money to spend that terminal year traveling, so he started out to make money for his widow and wrote at a furious pace, wrote 5 novels in 1 year, and it turned out he did not have a brain tumor, and he did not die. Kept writing at a furious pace, outlived his wife by many years, eventually died of lung cancer in 1993, 30 books and 30 years later. Wrote his most famous book, A Clockwork Orange, in just 3 weeks in 1962, which was inspired by a tragic experience of his and his wife's. Soon after he was married, when his wife was pregnant, she was mugged by 4 young American Army deserters in London and afterward miscarried their child. A Clockwork Orange, set in future England, featuring a teenage anti-hero, Alex, who leads his gang of friends on acts of random violence, but in the end grows up and realizes that violence is a bore, and he wants to marry and have a child. That last chapter was cut off the American edition of A Clockwork Orange, and also left off the movie by Stanley Kubrick, which irritated Anthony Burgess, the fact that the novel and the film seemed to glorify sex and violence, and had left off the chapter about maturity and redemption. Here's a poem for today by Katie Phillips, Driving Montana Alone. I smile at the stack of Bob Dylan CDs you are not holding in the passenger seat. Storm clouds have gathered. My wow rises over the harmonica for your benefit, but you cannot see that one sunlit peak in the midst of threatening sky. The road turns wet at the welcome to Anaconda sign, and I pat my raincoat loosely folded where your lap should be. Anaconda was almost the state capital, I say. But that's all I know, and you don't ask for more. You wouldn't mind my singing and swerving onto the shoulder for more snapshots over the car door. And it's only when I get just south of Phillipsburg that your not being here feels like absence. I want you to see these dark, rotting barns, roadkill of Highway 1. It seems only you could know why my eyes fill the road with tears again when a flock of swallows swoops through an open barn door and rushes out the gaping roof. Driving Montana Alone, a poem by Katie Phillips from her collection Driving Montana Alone, published by Slappering Hole Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.